Alright, Lonely Boys, episode 12.
12, wow.
12.
Wow, a lot of shit has happened.
On Anchor. Yeah. You want to update them on your side, or?
Well, not a lot of shit. It just feels like it's been a while, because it has been a while, right?
Yeah. It's been like...
a month.
Since Oliver Tree.
Yep.
That was our last podcast. And it was a short one, too.
Yeah. Shit's been real. It's funny. Like, something about a recording device just feels like easier to do. I'm talking about like talking.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually think about it, nobody actually listens to these.
Hey, at one point we had 4 established listeners.
Yeah, but all my shit talking made those people go away.
People love it.
I like holding my joints like I'm French.
I think that was because I would just send it to Spencer. Like, I'll just send it to the group chats I'm in.
And then they're like, oh, Mario's a racist.
No, they probably... So, I've noticed it counts as a view, even if they listen, even if they just listen to the ad.
Oh, okay. Oh, I forgot about the ads. Don't forget to subscribe, and hit that little bell to get those notifications.
Dang, we do need a cop of fucking GoPro or something, like you said.
GoPro's at 300, we might as well just cop a whole as camera with lights and shit.
Oh, GoPro's are expensive.
Yeah.
Because that's how they did Bobby Lee's podcast, the Tiger Belly one.
Yeah.
They did GoPros for
GoPros are good cameras. They're really good cameras. They're really easy to use. That's why they're expensive. They're really good and they're easy to use. And they're
It's the Apple of cameras.
Huh?
The Apple of cameras.
Yeah.
Because with a regular camera, you have to YouTube, like, what's the best settings for podcasts? Or...
Well, yeah, because the GoPro is meant to just... Yeah, it's meant for, like... Honestly, originally, I'm assuming it's meant for, like, extreme athletes just slap somewhere on their body and just go. They use them to film movies. <you know. coughs>
GoPros.
I used to tell the story about how he once met the guy who invented the GoPro. I did air quotes, guys. It's not true.
It's not? What did he say?
How the fuck would my brother meet someone who invents cameras for a living? It just doesn't make any... anyway. Because he claims he used to hang out. Well, I guess this makes sense. He claims he used to hang out a lot in like Silicon Valley and San Jose bars. And that was how that one time he told me, he was like, yeah, man, I think you'd fit in over there. I think you should hang out over there. And I was like, I'm not that kind of nerd. It's like, I wasn't calling you a nerd. Unless you're implying that I fit in with those people because I don't fit in with you. Like, nah, just bars aren't my thing, bro. I make the bitches come to me.
Bars. I try to convince these guys all the time to just go to somebody's house, chill.
Buy a bottle? Yeah. I feel like bars are people who
Tell you who wanted to go out the most today? Who started all this? Leroy.
That's why he was slumped. He was trying to get hammered. good times.
Oh, and this review for the week is in delicious.
Yeah. Good week.
I swear, every time I open it, it smells better and better. Yeah, but we need to start germinating some seeds. I'm gonna do it.
I really do.
Tomorrow. Watch some Stoned. Some Seed to Stone. Shout out.
Shout out that guy. But please stop putting those shitty beats in fucking videos. It's the reason I don't watch them anymore. I'm still subscribed, but I don't watch them. Can't stand the beats.
And the thing, Mario, is I wish it was just him, but all these guys put the wackest beats.
They can't just, you know, put a beatless video. That's not nothing. Like, I know YouTube took all the cool ganja songs, but you know, you just put a video where you're like, this is what you do.
Rasta.
Man, she's going ham on that horn, by the way. Chewie's dog has a horn that she sure got like it's a boat. Might be a rib. Is that a rib?
I don't know, but I see them. Sometimes they sound like that. Oh. It is a rib.
Like that. Come here.
That shampoo's actually pretty good for his
hair. Oh yeah, her fur is very shiny and Shampoo review.
It's called Happy Jack.
Well, I think it's like a toy bone. Like, it's meant for them to chew. Because it looks like it has stuff inside.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, life is like a bear-dog hybrid. Well, you had siblings, like, at 15. That dog across the street just be shitting out dogs.
Yeah?
15 puppies, that's how much they have right now.
I want to see that dog. I want to see him.
He's already up there. I'll try to take a video. I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah, your mom's still,
No, she got back on Tuesday, went right back to work on Wednesday. She's funny. She's, like, trying to spend up all her time.
They still have to give her the right at the end.
Yeah. Well,
even if she quits or whatever.
Yeah, that's the paper. But no, she hasn't told anybody she's quitting because she wants to just leave so it fucks up the whole payroll and everything. She's smart.
Yeah, they need to see, like, with life without her.
Yeah.
It's like the terrible Adam Sandler movie. Or, is it Adam Sandler? When the Mexicans disappear or something.
Oh no, that's made by some Mexican people. A Day Without a Mexican, shout out. That's dude, I watched that movie so many times growing up for some reason. Like, it was like we just had it and it was on TV a lot.
No, the Adam Sandler one though, what was that called?
Oh, the one where he fucks his maid?
That's Spanglish.
Low-key. Yeah. That,
I hated that movie.
Dude, my family loved it, but if you actually think about the plot of that movie, Adam Sandler just wrote a movie about his hot Mexican maid who he made out. Does he fuck her? I don't remember. I don't think he fucks her.
I don't remember.
And out of pity, they, you know, take in her daughter because he has a family. It was racist. It was a racist movie. Because think about it. In the end, and this whole movie's being narrated by the daughter, right? Who gets into Harvard or some shit, because because of the mercy of the white men in the Hollywood Hills is bullshit.
All I remember is the shell scene. I don't know why I remember. You know what I'm talking about?
Nah.
When they collected shells, and he was like, I'll give you a dollar for every shell you find. And that girl was just like, found a bunch of shells.
Oh, yeah. He's like, ah, shit. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember the ending, though. Like you said, yeah, I kind of do remember that. We had the DVD, too.
Yeah.
Of that one.
No, because Mexicans love that movie, bro.
It's a terrible movie.
That's how you know, like, most people just watch stuff. Like, they don't really, like, that's how you know we as, like, kids of movies, we get away with a lot of shit. Because they really they really make the effort to try to understand what, like, yeah. They just kind of supported it because it involved Mexican people. Well, actually, honestly, my mom speaks better English these days, so she's probably more conscious of it.
Sometimes I feel lucky that I didn't grow up liking Mexican comedy, because now that I think about it, it's so silly.
That's weird. Like, all the jokes are about some weird kid named Pepito.
Yeah.
Like, well, why don't we call him Josecito? Or what if he just prefers Jose? Like, why I gotta be Pepito? And why he always out here doing
fucking... Do you remember any of those jokes?
No, but I remember one of the really funny that my uncle told me about, right? Monica Lewinsky, that I'll never forget. Primer acto. Está sentada Monica Lewinsky y ve un sapo. Segundo acto. Llega otro sapo y se sienta junto al primero. Tercer acto. Llega un tercer sapo y se sienta junto a los otros. ¿Cómo se llamó la obra? Mónica Lewinsky ve sapitos. It's just so funny.
I think the only one I remember of...
Because it was so weird. I was like, why? What? Like, the lady who sucked the president's dick? Like, what?
I was going to say, I remember one Jose joke, though.
What?
I think it was like basically his grandma seeing him drop his ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
And he was like, she was like, no, the devil licked it. You can't pick it up. And then she falls. And then she's like, help me up. He's like, no.
Oh, the devil licked you. I remember that.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's the only one I remember.
It's, I don't know, it's interesting. Ah, you played yourself. It's right there. Yeah, it was right next to you. Did you just growl at me, bitch? Look at she has a cigarette.
I don't think I ever Venmo'd you or your girlfriend.
It's fine. Yeah, that was a pretty good burger. I hadn't had Five Guys in like 2-3 years. I forgot, it's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Better than In-N-Out?
Oh, man.
This is a question.
In-N-Out's fries are not, honestly... Five Guys fries are better. I'm gonna put that out there. Because In-N-Out fries are super dry. And if you don't have ketchup, it's just eating like salt, essentially.
Yeah.
But those... the burger from last night, bro, I inhaled it. It was so good. Like, I was surprised.
You're
I
ate like, so dang, fast. I should have never got a baby thing.
Yeah, no, seriously, I ate it so fast. I was like, oh shit, I was hungry. But yeah, no, honestly, the burgers are. Maybe the meat. I feel like the meat's a little thicker, so maybe it's a little better. And you could definitely tell that the patty wasn't like. They didn't use like a machine, like somebody made that shit. Like.
Yeah.
Because I opened all of them to look at what everybody had because I didn't want to take. Because I was hella hungry. I was just going to start eating. And then they had. They put like numbers on them. Like 1, 2, 3. And I thought it was like the way we put in the orders. But no. Yours was 1. Mine was 3. Hers was 2. It made no sense. And yeah. But. And then the patties did look like handmade, which was cool. So, yeah. Have fun with 5 minutes. Having like a, for some reason is keeping me warm. Ain't nobody trying to take your bone food.
You ever watch Naked and Afraid?
A couple of times.
It's so silly.
Why would anyway? Like, that shit has to be fake, right? Like, there's no way that the actual girl survive.
I don't know. You can't fake those mosquito bites they be getting. They look fucked after.
That's true. Man.
I don't know. Maybe it is fake.
Like, then again, I haven't watched enough episodes to, like, actually gauge it. But I did. Of all the survival shows, you know which one I did watch a lot of?
Yeah.
Dual Survival. You know what shit I'm talking about?
I watched all those. The one with the old guys?
Yeah, that was the only one I, like, actually watched.
The hippie guy?
Yeah, because it was funny.
Put on shoes. You guys are in Alaska.
That nigga was always barefoot. The bottom of my foot's like leather. It doesn't bother me.
I bet you when a snake bites you.
He's like, he's always mad because, you know, I'm barefoot. And, you know, we're in a swamp right now.
It's funny, though, that they did get the easier ones.
Of course.
They got the easy because they're kind of old fellas.
Bro, they walk like this. And they were
out of my nigga Bear Grylls was drinking pee every chance he could.
Bro, they told him, every time you drink pee, put it down out. Right there. Dropped.
Tell you what's the most realistic one, though?
Into the account. What?
Survivor Man. You ever watch that one?
I think I watched one episode with you a long time ago. And I was like, this ginger guy, like, he's that cool, like Bear Grylls, so look away.
I know, but it's just the... I didn't watch it for the reasons I watched the Man vs. Wild. Yeah. I watched it because it was funny.
Because the guy's a giant dork. Shout out you, giant dork.
And he didn't have a camera crew. He filmed it all himself.
Oh, so he was... Oh, okay.
It's the more legit one.
Never mind, that's kind of cool.
I think it came before...
Bear Grylls got a, you know, yeah. A whole team to go set up his shit before he had to... He had to do anything.
The Survivor Man also had a couple easy areas.
The desert.
But they say Bear Grylls is the most fake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He has a production team. You know how I know he's fake?
But then they went behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And Discovery's like, I don't know. Discovery did a behind the scenes.
Yeah. And, oh shit! And apparently, just growled at me.
Apparently, the camera guys. I don't know. That's what they said in the behind the scenes, that they do the same stunts and stuff that the Bear Grylls does.
Yeah, well, I've seen, you know, those like, articles of, like, well, have you seen those pictures? Of, like, the camera guys taking pictures of, like, lava, and that nigga's shoes are on fire, that kind of stuff.
What do you mean? Oh.
It's like a nature camera guy. he's shooting lava and that kind of stuff. They have to do, that's what I'm saying, the producers and all this stuff have to do this stuff too.
Yeah, and then they even have like a thing where Bert Grylls talking about like, yeah, what I do is cool, but these guys do it with cameras. Like, $1 million cameras. Or whatever, not $1 million cameras, but like, pretty expensive cameras.
She really likes that bone.
You like that bone, Leica?
That she bone? She growled at me because I petted her while she was
Let me get playing it. With it. Give it to me. Leica. Let me get it. Give it to me. No. Leica.
She's like, let me have this.
Let me. Leica. Leica. No, she does do that sometimes.
Yeah, no, she loves that shit.
But I tell you, if I stand up, she'll drop it.
Big, it's awesome. Do you think this is what Caesar said about his old bitch?
What?
Dude, she's so big, it's awesome.
No, he said, she's so big, it scares me.
Help me! Oh, what's up?
Wanting to get moistened up by the
morning.
What do you call it? Like the
morning dew?
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Morning dew. You want me to leave it unlocked, you?
No. You get locked.
Hi. Oh, now you want to play.
Tell what I like about Leica, though.
What? Oh, she just stabbed me with her horny thing.
She doesn't try to run away or anything like other dogs do.
Oh, yeah, no. She is... I feel like she likes people so much that, like, the thought of... Yeah, I don't think it crosses her mind.
Yeah, it was hella funny, too, because Alan was like, when I let her out at his party, he was like, oh, the door's open. I was like, she doesn't care.
No, because honestly, people are just intimidated by her because she's big. But she's a fucking teddy bear. Who barks like a scary dog. And also, she growls at me when I try to pet her while she's eating her stupid rib thing or whatever it is. I wonder if she killed something. That'd be cool.
Well, what?
I said, I wonder if she killed something, and that's where she got that from. No, it's obviously they gave her a bunch of fake bones, because there's one right there, too.
Yeah, wasn't it say, yeah, like, I was telling you, I don't even think she would attack anything if she wanted to. Because I was telling you with the ducks, I told her, attack, and she ran up on them, and then right when she got right next to them, oh, some ducks that were in the pool.
Yeah.
And she ran up right next to him and was like, looked at me and was like,
what the fuck am I supposed to do? It's like, oh.
Ran up right next to him. The ducks are just like, what's up?
That's hella funny. It's like, yo, there's like six of them. There's one of me, dude.
No, it was just two of them. Oh. It looked like one male that was like, what's up, bro?
It's like, my dick is curly and spiky.
No, but then Leica looked at me and started getting close to them and they flew away. This is funny. At first, he was like, the duck was like, what's up, man?
No, ducks are... They're very territorial, I'm telling you, dude. I'm good.
But yeah, man.
It's good.
I just passed it.
Nah, I get it. It's good, it's just I'm telling you, I'm trying hard.
Yeah. I was gonna say, but... should I get a duck? Train it like a dog?
You guys used to have one.
That's what I'm saying. Get a little duck.
The parrot, my parents got me a parrot a few months ago, but you know, I had to move out, so they took it back to their house. My dad treats that one like it's a dog, like it climbs down from his cage and climbs onto his lap, and that he pets him, like, yeah, scratches his belly and shit.
I'm never giving up on this squirrel dream.
I think you just need to Yeah, you just need to get it. Get a little cage, get some little hamster tubes for it. Tube City, as Michael.
I was at the beginning when I read how to get a license. Ooh. Or get a, like, become a...
Yeah.
A squirrel rehabber, so yeah. I can own squirrels.
By the way, it sounds like a very white people title. Go on.
You have to do like 50 hours or no, 100. I don't know. I'll look it up.
At a shelter.
Hella hours at a shelter. I was like, I was really debating, like, well, what's the worst you could do? You just clean up some poop?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think you have to be licensed to do like all the sad stuff. Oh, no, wait. In that one show, Shameless, Carl had to hold the dogs while they got ejected.
I can't do that. But volunteer at a shelter, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Do it and eventually get my license.
I went to a shelter a couple times in Davis just to go play with the animals. It was awesome. Yeah.
Was it like volunteering or was it just tip play?
Well,
they let people go.
Yeah, on like Saturdays, they just let people just kind of go and you know, try the merchandise.
They would bring dogs sometimes during finals. Around the school.
That's awesome.
I would pet them.
Every time I tried at my school, there was always too many people. So I was like, you know what? I would just watch memes.
The dogs?
Frog man.
You seen the TikTok one of the dog with the scratches one side? And then like,
I'm not on TikTok. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Follow Chewy on TikTok.
I don't got a TikTok, but on Snapchat.
He has a Thrillist.
No one knows what that is. I didn't even know what it was.
Oh, that's why you need to hop on it right now, because in 3 months, it's going to be the most popping thing ever.
I thought Thrillist was old.
That's
what they told me. These girls I seen Thrillist thing told me that it was before TikTok.
Oh, dude. Like, I've said this before. I'm not hip. I don't know what's going on half the time with these teenagers. They just do stuff. I watched a documentary about the teenagers, and I was like, this is not. I'm old, okay? I don't know. You know who you should ask about Thrillist and TikTok? Oscar.
Honestly, Josh.
Oh, yeah. That's, like, the exact demographic they're shooting for.
Literally, all Josh watches is YouTube. He doesn't even watch TV. He just watches Family Guy highlights. They just skip around to highlights of the episode.
That's awesome. They're short.
Skips, like, little, like, important things of the story.
Think about it. Family Guy is a show for people with ADD, because that's why they have the little sketches in the middle, right? Like, if you actually think about it. That's wild. But these kids have, like, shortened that. That's awesome.
To highlight of Family Guy.
That's cool.
So all the boring parts that kids might not get, skip.
I love how they just cut the whole buying and playing video games and just watching some stranger play them.
Joss is on YouTube making highlights of Fortnite.
It's cold. Whoa, that stain thing on the tie looks like the Millennium Falcon. What? You see it? This one next to her paw. It's the Millennium Falcon.
Millennium Falcon.
Hashtag niggas is high. I touch your butt. Ew, don't lick your crotch. I like us licking her crotch. She's being a weirdo. It's fucking cold.
So, alright, so now I'm confused. So they don't need the butthole treatment? Wait, did we explain what the butthole treatment is?
I think we spoke about it before, yeah. Okay. I believe, according to your man... Yeah, they do need it. I just think people don't do it, and I think.
And Dev told me he've heard about it.
No, yeah, like I said, I never heard about it, but I believe your man's, because it's like, that's a $80 service. Yeah. It's a thing, I guess. Well, yeah, like, if you look, she has, like, remember I asked him, is that why they have the, like, the brown shit around their booty holes? And yeah, she has some. The brown. Yeah, especially outside dogs. Yeah. It makes sense. They poop on the dirt. And it just logically makes sense that they would have dirty assholes.
Yeah.
Like, that's it, so crazy. It logically makes sense.
That's so crazy. If I would have got that job. I just don't
know who's the guy who was like, you know what we should do? Besides cutting their hair and washing them, fucking poking the booty holes and then getting the gunk from, you know, the pooping.
If I would have got hired at that place and they would have been like, yeah, you gotta help with this procedure, I would have been like, I think I quit.
Word. So I was just like, fuck. Respect. He really poked some booty holes. He said, I did it successfully to 8 dogs.
And then I asked right after, so how many didn't you succeed?
That was awesome. I did it successfully to 8 dogs. Fuck, it's cold. Alright, Tree, you gotta end this soon because I'm getting cold as fuck.
Alright, I'll end it.
Here's a word from our sponsor. Shout out Anchor.
I think we're going to put it at the beginning because then I don't think we're taking a break.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to shout out Anchor. Honestly,
I don't know if they're getting us by getting the money from the views, but we wouldn't be getting many money at all if it wasn't for Anchor.
Yeah, that's true. But
I think we should just put our thing on YouTube.
I don't think we'd make money to like, I don't think it would matter.
Yeah.
If we have like a listener of like 400K, like yeah. We have actual listenership, yeah, then we could, then it matters. But, you know, like Spencer and Jason Jones just being like, oh, there goes Mario again. Like, it's no big deal. They can have that money, they can have those 10 cents.
So they sent me an email, and it was only for a month that they're giving us money for the ads.
Damn.
I guess it. I don't know if it started again. Because, again, like you said, we haven't been getting views.
Yeah, they're like, y'all some brokes.
I think it's just fun.
Yeah, y'all some hobbyists. They're like, y'all some hobbyists. Y'all not for cereal.
But we need to order the things for
shout
the
shout out Squarespace. Let's just shout out Squarespace every time until they sponsor us. They sponsor everybody.
Squarespace. Well, what else? Ridge Wallet sponsors us.
Honey.
Honey, all the time.
App that finds discounts for you. And Amazon and Audible. It's a great place. Honestly, I got Audible out like straight up. It was a YouTube channel.
Fleshlight.
Yeah, for masturbating. All your masturbating needs. The cool part about a flashlight is that, like, you don't have to clean up the jizz. You just leave it in there and then put it in your dishwasher later, you know?
That's what they tell you to how to clean it?
Yeah, that's right. That's,
the dishwasher? The
dishwasher safe. Oh, man. Honestly, the concept of coming into, like, a rubber vagina is so sad to me.
I was gonna say, Stevie Weeby talks about it all the time. He loves it. He loves the fleshlight.
I'm telling you, sure. I don't get a lot of these weird, desperate things that guys do for pussy. Oh man, it's hard being handsome. Oh, are you kidding? Her tail is just like a fur ball.
Oh shit, we're wrapping up. I forgot.
Well, you're almost done with the wood. When you're done with the wood,
you got any dates?
Yeah, I'll be out in Vancouver on the 7th of December. Check me out there. I'm really like saying this one out in advance because they really need me to sell these tickets. So go and buy them, you know, Vancouver Bob Hope Theater. Shout out Vancouver.
I'm be in LA all weekend.
I'll also
Actually, I hate LA. Never mind.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
I'll also be in Canada. Fuck it.
I'll be in FLA next weekend. Shout out Tallahassee. Shout out Jacksonville. Shout out Miami. Where all the baddies and cane be. And yeah, I'm gonna be out there.
Florida?
With my gente en la calle 8. Yeah, that's where Cubans hang out, guys. That's what I learned from television.
Oh, did I get a hole here? I think I'll
Trey has holy pants.
Yeah, I need to buy new pants. I'm about to go.
Alright, well.
Oh, yeah. Wrap up. Alright, Mario?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Them's my dates. Go buy those tickets on Ticketmaster.
Where's your social media?
My social media is Supreme Red. Just look that shit up. Whatever comes up, when you look up Supreme Red, just follow that.
Yeah, exactly. SupremeRed.com. All dates.
Oh, jeez, you wanted me to move. Bitch. You just wanted me to move to take my spot. Look how she's right, sitting.
You got any words, Laika, for the crowd?
Speak.
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 Speak. Like, speak. 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 Laika. Hey. Speak.
I think she got counted.
Speak. 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 Good bark. Little speak. 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 Laika. Alright. Laika doesn't want to talk. Oh, yep. That's how she's in it. Where did you find those?
They were just sitting right there.
Mario found some Ritz that were just sitting.
I'm gonna eat them. I'm gonna give them a couple of Laika, and if she doesn't die of poisoning, then I'm gonna eat them.
Alright, Laika. Say peace out to the crowd.
I need to stop smoking weed.
Laika. Speak. Speak. Laika. Speak. 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 Laika. Lay down. Alright, I made it lay down. Roll over. Successful rollover. Here, I'll just give it that. So
here, let's grab this one too. I said two to test the poison, and then I'm gonna eat them. I'm gonna eat Ritz I found just on the ground. Not on the ground, they were on a chair.
They're pretty prepackaged.
Being high at 2 a.m. is not good for me.
It's 1:56.
Ooh, I almost guessed the right time.
Alright, see you guys.